Jeremy Bradley here, back live from Jasper, Alberta, and the welcome reception. Now, it's a little bit quieter here. We had to sneak away. People are getting kind of rowdy in there. They're having a good time. And yes. I'm sitting here with Mr. Gay Canada. Now, this is interesting, I've got to say, because I had never even heard of what this was. And then they said, well, you've got an interview with him.
Yes.
I said, great. So he's going to tell me then what Mr. Gay Canada is all about. So why don't you introduce yourself, and congratulations on the title as well.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm Christopher Wee. I'm Mr. Gay Canada 2014. And Mr. Gay to Canada actually started 5 years ago, so I'm number six. It happens every year at Winter Pride in Whistler. And delegates come from different cities, different provinces. There are like regional competitions, city competitions, and usually there's 8 to 10 finalists for the final competition at Whistler Pride. And the delegates have to have a platform of service and a vision of what they want to do as Mr. Gay Canada. There's no mandate, so you set your own mandate. So when you get the title, you're the owner of the company, the owner of the brand, and you know, you work towards your vision.
So what happens in the competition? Like, what is it exactly that you have to do? Everybody knows about like the Miss America or the Miss Universe pageant.
Yes.
So what happens with this?
Well, it's exactly like this. It's like the Miss America and the Miss World pageant. It's beauty with a purpose. So it's not about how good looking you are or how built and six-pack, eight-packed you are. It's about your vision and your commitment to community advancement and what you want to do for the LGBT community and beyond. So it's not just about our community. It's about the other communities around us, and not just about our city and our province and our nation, but globally. Because after this, you represent your country at the Mr. Gay World Competition.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what was your platform then? What was your mission then?
Yeah. So I'm a school teacher. So my passion is always in education. And I believe the importance of social education. And even when I'm teaching, you know, we teach kids to share. We teach kids, you know, to be polite with each other, say thank you, say no. So social education is very important. And now a lot of schools have anti-bullying programs, and some schools have GSA. And in Alberta, they have Camp Firefly and, you know, Camp Firefly programs in school as well. So it's something that I like to encourage, because I believe that if you teach children from young at home and at school that, you know, you have to be compassionate, understanding, and respectful, that will totally change what society will look like in the future. And it's for a positive society.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of events happening this weekend.
Yes.
Which event or what point of the weekend are you looking forward to the most?
Well, I'm going to meet Jasper the Bear.
I've heard about this. They told me I can't have an interview because he doesn't talk. So I don't know.
Well, he will.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
but
right.
Yeah, you have to translate.
I'm going to have to. I'll need someone with me. I don't know. What do you ask? What do you ask, Jasper?
He's really good at skiing because he grew up on the mountains, right? Here in the Rockies. So we're opening the ski fun run here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. There are like three events. There's also a snowshoeing event and then an ice pride event. So those who don't ski can do those events. And there are a lot of events like the gala tomorrow, you know, there's a costume party, the jungle party. And this evening, you know, later on, we're going to a comedy night.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of events. And the organization has done a fantastic job putting everything together. And I don't know if you've seen the program.
Yes.
It's world class.
Mm-hmm.
First class.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
I think we should get back out there. And this is going to be odd. I hear people going down the hallway and it's. I'm going to be coming out of the hotel room of Mr. Gay Canada. People are going to start. And I just got to Jasper. I haven't even been in town for an hour, and I'm already coming out of his hotel room.
Well, we needed someplace quiet, because otherwise everyone will be asking me, where's the fudge?
We know what's happening in here. When we go out there, you know they're going to be talking. All right.
Well, now it's live on air, so everyone knows. We're just chatting.
Well, that's all we're doing.
Audience.
That's all we're doing. So we've got pictures. Oh, we're going to have to get a picture out in the hallway.
Sure.
Anyway, jasper.jbonair.com. That's where we've got all of the pictures from Pride. And I guess we're going to see you skiing. Are you dressing up? The mayor might dress up tomorrow, I heard.
The mayor said he might dress up, so I won't be dressing up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'll have my sash blowing in the wind. And I'll have to hold a rainbow flag.
All right. So well,
and I don't want to compete with Jasper the Bear.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So
well, you, I don't
he's
think,
a star.
I don't think you can. No offense, but that's a tough act to follow.
He's also like 9 feet tall.
All right. Jasper.jbonair.com. Thank you so much, Christopher.
Thank
and have
you
a great
so much,
Pride.
Jeremy. Thank you. And you too.
Thanks.